Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Joining me in studio this morning, Deaconess Grace Rao. Good morning, Deaconess Rao.
Good morning, Brother Bates. How are you doing?
I'm well. Great to have you in studio this morning, Grace. Let's talk about Deaconess ministry and your work in Deaconess ministry. For the listener who might not be familiar with who deaconesses are and what deaconesses do, can you give us that 10-second elevator speech on deaconesses?
Sure. A deaconess, and from the Greek word is diakonia, means servant of the Lord. Mm-hmm. So the deaconesses in Missouri Synod are theologically trained to serve in the different positions, like teaching the faith, spiritual care, acts of mercy. For bachelor's program, that's 4 years of studies and 1 year of internship. For master's program, it's 2 years of studies and 1 year of internship. And sometimes a candidate can also specialize in special education, counseling, psychology, social work, public relations, communications. You know, they have that expertise as well, and they bring it along with them, and they serve the church in institutions and in congregations. So when I say institutions, it can be a synod office, or the district office, or RSOs as well.
And you serve as the director of Deaconess Ministry
at the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod for Office of International Mission and Office of National Mission, both together, yes.
And so that sends you, that brings you all around the world, not only working with LCMS congregations, but also with our partner churches,
yes.
And friends of the LCMS around the world.
Yeah.
And most recently, your work brought you to a conference in Madagascar.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Madagascar is not a partner church, let me tell you that. But we are building a relationship, especially with the Malagasy Church, it's called. I don't really recall the real Malagasy name they have. It starts with FM and church, something like that. Anyway, Bishop David Rakatonarina is the bishop of the region of Antananarivo. Mm-hmm. So we had a conversation some time ago. We were having on and off conversations. Finally, he wanted us to come over and have a presentation for women's group, because their women are also theologically trained, but they are not at this minute they are not deaconesses, but they are serving the church. You know, most of them are married to pastors, but they're still. So we decided that we should and bring the concept of deaconesses into their minds and see what the deaconess can do in order to make them understand the service of the deaconess. We had a seminar for 3 days on the role of women in the church. So we invited Reverend John Pless, Professor Pless from CTSFW, to talk on the topic too. So what he covered, I did not talk, and what I spoke. So we were very well, but everything was based on the two CTCR documents, the role of women in the church, the 1985 one and the recent one, and the book, Women Pastors, where Pastor Matt Harrison and John Pless, President Harrison and John Pless, had compiled all the articles, which is the third edition, is excellent piece to read. So had all these in as a resources for us, not forgetting the Bible and the Confessions, Book of Concords. So we spoke about them. So it was very interesting to see, like, the image of God, you know, how it is. It's the same, but how the roles are different, how God started with from creation point of view, and how we serve the church, yes.
During your visit there, what are some of the things that you learned about the culture, about the church there? What did you learn about the people that you were teaching?
Wow, that's okay, let me think about that now. Okay, they were quick to learn and received what we were saying, and they had good questions. Like, for example, let me say, see, the pastors over there have 4 to 10 congregations to serve. So he goes to a second congregation, what happens to the other 9 congregations? Mm-hmm. Are women supposed to have a word there? So that was a very critical and important. As we said, no. Because if the pastor is going, and he can always prepare a sermon in advance and give it to one of the elders to read. And a liturgy can be based by, also organized over there. And so that was an important question, because I think they're having struggling with other part of the church, where to allow the women when to speak and when not to speak is a question over there. Yeah.
How many attended the conference? Any idea?
We anticipated 30 of them. We funded for 30, but 21 were in presence, so it was good. It was a retreat center, an ecumenical retreat center, so it was a residential program for them. Of course, the U.S. guests stayed in a hotel. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, yes, it went off good.
How is this similar or different from some of the other the trainings or education or presentations that you've done?
Yes, this is actually the seminar is an opening for them to consider having a program to be started there. So I'm not sure when they would consider the program to start it, but I think they're planning on that. And also some of the women, the other thing I would say is a couple of them are pretty good in English. And they have a kind of a degree. I'm sure they have a bachelor's degree as well. So if the bishop and the president of the church would like to have that lady to be trained here and then she goes back, so that is another good...
So there is definitely a possibility.
Yes, I would think so, but it's only the question of time.
A good possibility for deaconess program there in Madagascar.
Yeah.
Any future conferences or any other?
They want us to come back immediately. Mm-hmm. The bishop says, oh, okay, when is your next visit? So we did not commit for anything as such, but we would love to go back sometime. And maybe instead of 3 days, we might have a 10-day course, the best thing is for us to start off with having small catechism, a refreshers course, but in depth, having a small catechism of Luther's and a large catechism, so bringing both together, and also have a little law and gospel too. So that would be another area we would love to consider. Because law and gospel is very important as well. Not many of them are aware. I mean, they know the law and gospel, but still, when to apply and what is the...
Where do your travels take you next?
To Philippines. Philippines for the next course, for the advanced class close, because they have two levels over there. One is a full-time studies, which they started last year, and one is the... advanced course, which was started 2 years ago, because they already had a deaconess program there, but not in existing. So we want to reinstate the program. So that has happened last year. So
what will you be teaching this time around?
Oh, that is a very good question. I'm going to teach them law and gospel based on Luther Pastor Plus's book. And there's another one which came out very recently, which I've seen in Concordia, which has a study guide as a learner's teacher's guide. So that would be a supplement for them in addition. So,
now in that setting, I assume you teach in English. Do you use a translator as well?
No, not in Philippines.
Okay.
Philippines is one of those institutions where everybody speaks English. But Madagascar, yes, we needed a translator. Yes, and the translator was for us from morning 9 to 4.
What are you looking forward to most about your next your visit to the Philippines coming up soon?
I'm looking out for the students, you know, when they would be commissioned as deaconesses. That is my...
Will that happen while you're still there?
Not this time. Oh, okay. Maybe we have to... I think it has to go to the council for them to bring back these ladies and colloquize them, because the church was divided into two bodies, but 3 years ago it merged together. So it should be a colloquy program over there.
Well, very good. Well, blessings on your travels. Thank you for sharing with us about the Women's Conference in Madagascar and your travels to the Philippines.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you so much, Andy. Take care.
Thank you. Coming up in just a little bit, we have more of His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.